Welcome to the Order of Time. Today, I would like to talk to you about repression. In the world, we see a lot of conflicts, which prove that parties are in opposition. They are of repression. They try to eradicate their opposition. In repression, we are materially identified with a certain position, a certain business interest, a certain religious interest, a certain national interest, and a certain interest of labor. These are the four basic interests that each for themselves can be repressive. Identified with a certain religion, the ego grows into a superego, and a greater problem than the individual ego is the superego. A religion growing into an enormous ego system, excluding, repressing anything that would not fit into the truth of their own Bibles and holy books, shows itself as a reality of mutually repressing fundamentalists. Christian fundamentalists fighting Muslim fundamentalists is simply a matter of ego. Ego is repressive. Ego is a problem in the world if the ego is not subdued by the interest of the soul, which is broad-minded. A soul is there not just for the ego. The soul is the common ground of all ego. The ego is the I awareness. It cannot eradicate it. It cannot be eradicated. It cannot be dismissed. The awareness of an I and a self, fundamental to the concept of ego, is a reality we have to count with. It has a definite place in the world. It is our material identity, and the mission of our political era is to solve this ego problem. We cannot live on this planet being purely egoistic. There is more than the ego. The ego, whether it's a religious ego, an ego of business, a certain business company or corporate interest, a certain economic interest, which amounts to the same interest, a certain interest of labor, that we have work, and a certain interest of nationality, these interests, these egos, they are in opposition in politics, but they are unified in a good concept of soul. The soul is not strange to all these different interests of the ego. The soul is not strange to the interest of having a good business for yourself, free enterprising. It is not wrong to have a business and have a free enterprise. That is not wrong. It is simply not integrated into the entirety of this soul that we talk about. The soul covers the different aspects of ego, and the soul is healthy and pure if we manage to balance the interest of this ego carefully. So it is not to be a Christian fundamentalist. It is not to be a Muslim fundamentalist. Fundamentalism is a perversion of the political interest of a certain field of a certain civil virtue. We have different fields of action and different civil virtues, and fundamentalism covers this interest of what the Hindus call dharma. Dharma is the righteousness of the individual to be in line, to be aligned with the interest of God, which is usually interpreted as religion. But this is the individual quality of intelligence associating with ideals. This is a basic interest in society. It is an ego, but it cannot be repressive. Today we talk about repression. And we cannot have one ego at the cost of the others. There's, according to the four fields and their four virtues, the four civil virtues associated with these fields of action, do we have four basic concepts of ego. This is the ego of material interests, let's say the business interest. We have this religious ego, let's say the fundamental interest. We have also an interest of labor. People simply want to have work associated with that, and they try to prove that that would be all that would be needed. So this is the socialistic, social interest, which historically became known as communism, because it declared the exploitation of the capital managing elite as demoniac. Why would they be better than other people? Why they are not holier than other people? They don't even work. They are just exploiting. And that is godless. And they were beheaded in the French Revolution. They were the foul capitalists who used the word of God to abuse that authority, to let others work for them and repress their humanity in its entirety. So this was a fundamental conflict, and it was a war, a civil war in France, and many other civil wars follow this same example of the opposition between the interest of labor, communist interest, and the interest of the individual, whether it's religious or simply business motivated. It's definitely three types of dictature we are dealing with. We have this capitalist imposition of individual matters of freedom and business and capital. We have this religious fundamentalist interest, and we have this communist interest. And historically, we know that that American, especially American individualism, was opposed in the Second World War by European socialism in the form of national socialism, fascism, which declared simply jazz sinful. Jazz music is sinful. It's a symbol of that capitalist, individualist, egotistical human being abusing the word of God for his own self gratification. And that is demoniac. That goes at the cost of others. It is loveless, godless, and should be fought. That was a world war. The fascists, identified with the material ego, fell into repressing not just the freedom of self-realization of the American individualist. It also fell into repressing the Jews, repressing anything that wouldn't have blue eyes and blonde hair. And this was, of course, the fall down of that ideology, and proved that National Socialism on itself is just as well an evil. So we have these four evils of the ego, of the modern societal ego, which are indeed to be recognized as perversions of civil virtues. The civil virtue of capitalism is what the Hindus call artha, money, the economic interest. This should be regulated properly with the order of time. You have your business time. At a certain time of the week, you do your business. You do your individual work, your individual service. You distribute goods and money. And you reinforce anyone adapting to the system. This is how the capitalist system works. One should consume and spend money and all that. It is a fundamental interest, cannot be repressed. It is called artha. This needs proper regulation in politics. So this would be one political party, let's say the capitalist party. They believe in capitalism. They think it's a virtue, and the rest of the people don't believe it because we know it can be a dictature which destroys the maybe, possibly, the entire world because it is too predator-minded, it is too destructive, it is too competitive at the cost of the integrity or and peace of we should have and we need to live with nature. As predators, we cut down too many forests and we race around in too many cars, consuming too much bioalcohol or bioethanol because the oil is too expensive and it is profitable to burn mice and or corn and grains, food grains, and even soybeans. One can convert into bioethanol and feed your car with. But what kind of world have we landed in if feeding cars, I'm not talking about pets at home, but feeding cars is even more important than feeding people. So we're really losing our mind with capitalism. It is a form of blind self-interest, kind of madness, with which we neglect ourselves completely as a community of people with the same interest. As the world community of human interest, we don't care about ourselves anymore. We are blind in our zeal to compete with each other, with the false belief that would bring quality, while it's predominantly quantity oriented. The quality of life is lost promoting the quantity too much. Promoting the concrete interest, we neglect the interest of the personal integrity and the ideal interest. So this is a simple civil virtue, to be good with the money. It is not bad to be good with the money, but on itself it is a disaster, a capitalist dictature which destroys the whole world, just like fascism turned into a disaster because national socialist interests. Patriotism is not wrong, to be proud of your own culture is not wrong, but to go at the cost of others, this repression is what makes it wrong. If you start to repress Americans as German fascists, if you start to repress Jews, being a fascist, a national socialist, and other modern variations on this theme, if we are too repressive, we destroy our own culture, in fact. We destroy that civil virtue we stand for with the capital, we stand for with the national interest. Yeah? These are different civil virtues that have their own integrity. The national interest is a kind of lust. Yeah? It is the regulation of your lust. You take pride in your ego, which is a given fact, and a given material interest, but if you are perverted in that regulation of your lusty self, you lose your respect for others. Then you become falsely proud. This false pride turns into a repressive ego, which recognizes others and not any longer as equal human beings. And from this repression, we have another world war. We had a world war already, and this is still a motive in the world. This national pride, saying America first or Israel first or Iran first or whatever. This egoism is just as well a threat to the world as the capitalist dictature would be, because these are four dictatures, perverted in four fields of action. We arrive at four dictatures: the dictature of capitalism, the dictature of fascism, the dictature of fundamentalism, when we freak out in our individual religious respect, which is also a given virtue called dharma, dharma, righteousness. Freaking out in this, one also has a dictature called fundamentalism. It is a great threat in the world, and it's difficult to keep our police forcing Americans on the leash not to attack this fundamentalist state. In fact, the Christians must be careful not to fight their own fundamentalism manifesting in the form of another type of fundamentalism. Fundamentalism is a third dictature, just as dangerous as this capitalism and this national socialism. This is the third type of madness of freaking out on civil virtue, on itself righteous civil virtue. But freaking out on it, it becomes a danger in the world again, and rest assured, none of these dictatures will ever rule the world, however much they try, because this one-sidedness always results in an opposition, because it's part of a natural duality. Each ego is opposed by another ego and represents a certain duality. With these four civil virtues of regulating the money, regulating the lust of your own societal genetic self, this religious fundamentalist interest to the civil virtue of religion, and the communist interest to the civil virtue of liberation, to be liberated in labor, which is called finally the fourth interest, moksha in Sanskrit. With these four dictatures of freaking out in communism, fundamentalism, capitalism, and nationalism, or fascism, we prove that we are inept with the duality of the world. We do not know how to handle the duality of the individual versus the social interest. We do not know what the virtue would be to handle the interest of the abstract, idealistic, as opposed to the concrete material interest. So these are fundamental dualities which we can only manage properly when we transcend these with a proper sense of abstraction, with a proper sense of transcendence. It's not just being there in abstract concepts, it's just as well the meditation of it beyond this abstract notion. This is what we should do, to find the proper equilibrium, the proper balance between these civil virtues, between these fields of societal interest in the external world. If you want to live a life free from fear about being repressed by that other political party, if you want to live a life free from wars of constantly fighting that other dictature, because that dictature recognizes you again as a dictature, if you want to get rid of this endless fighting, this meaningless violence in which we very well know that communism will never rule the world, capitalism will never rule the world, fascism or nationalism will never rule the world, however much you are attached to your nation, and fundamentalism will never rule the world, everybody must acknowledge that each of these interests is just a part of his life, is just one single field in the outside world where we have private homes, offices, churches, and businesses. Downtown, pubs and theaters. So these four fields of interest cannot be repressed. They are simply part of our lives and cannot be denied. The individual problem of a person is to find his integrity covering all these fields of interest. If we are healthy individuals in these fields, if we are properly behaving with these different civil virtues of regulating our lust, our economy, our religion, and our liberation in service, if we are properly as an individual, we can be proper as a humanity at large. If we are righteous in distributing the capital and the goods, if we are correct in our religious interest, recognizing that each religion shouldn't be a superego, but is part of the greater ego of the entire history of mankind relating to God, if we understand this as the old school culminating into the new school of science, if we furthermore recognize that our lusts are regulated in our social life, free associating, independent of an office or a church or a private home, if we recognize that this is the binding force of society in which we regulate our lust, having a day downtown or an evening out or a dinner outdoors, if we recognize this just as well as a basic interest, next to that interest of labor and associating in a church or in a sports club, if we recognize all these interests equally, not repressing, because in repression we find our fears of ego, but in the acknowledgement of these civil virtues we find all these different egos in their proper position, in their equipoised self, which covers all these different interests. And we are masters of the duality when we are in control with these fields, when we are in control with these basic civil virtues, when we are properly balanced in this interest. And this only works if you follow the basic rules that define our humanity, because it is simply the lesson of any species. An elephant should be an elephant, a dog should be a dog, and a human being should be a human being. And the human being is defined by his basic values, the basic values of humanity, which are simply laid down in the law and in the commandments and in whatever, the Sharia and other, pick any law book in the world. Nobody is allowed to kill. Nobody is allowed to lie, to deceive each other with false testimonies, as the Christians say. Nobody is allowed to steal. Nobody may lie, steal, or kill. Nobody can have sex when he wants. Nobody can do it in the street when he wants. Nobody can rape a woman as he likes. This is all condemned by law, by civil law. I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about the basic rules of humanity. These four values, not to steal, not to be a pervert, not to be a thief, reserving all the money for yourself and not sharing it with others, not paying your taxes, being of organized crime, and all that misery resulting from bad politics of repression. If we are not integral with these human values, if we do not recognize our own interest in also in the non-violence, being good vegetarians, not being the predator, destroying the whole planet. Only then, if we are faithful with these values, can we manage this integrity of transcending the duality found in these fields of action and these civil virtues. It seems to be complicated, and it is complicated when we are not in order. Things are very difficult to understand if we are repressive and identified with our ego, seeing enemies everywhere. But the reality is that we are all the same human beings with the same human values, with the same fields of action, and with the same mission of respecting the same soul, of the same God, of the same planet, of the same universe. This is all the same for everyone. Why would we be strangers? Why would we not, as a species, be able at least to live in peace with ourselves? If we manage that, we may also realize that this peace with ourselves cannot be separated from the peace we need to live in relation to the greater of nature. The greater of nature, plants, animals, fish in the sea, birds in the sky. We are, as idealists, human beings with God living in paradise. And this is possible if we know who we are and if we behave according to it and not freak out in repression and repressive egos. This is what I wanted to tell you today. I thank you for your attention.